trace of heaven in this world. Something to cause me to believe that I should live for more than just this world. That I should live for more than me. I spend my time chasing happiness.
We are live on Planet FM 104.6, and we are live with our amazing guest, Susan Diao, speaking here more about the work that she does in the community, but also sharing her voice and what she does within our community as well. I think it's super amazing that we get to come on here and share the important but also essential work that she does for our people of all diversity as well. She works in our community. She offers a lot of her community work to our people. And what better way for her to come on air and speak about what she does. So, ni hao, happy Chinese Language Week, my beautiful sister. Welcome to the show. We started a little bit late for today, but that's totally fine. We're going to get straight into it. So, Susan, I wanted to touch base on what you've been doing throughout your years. But before we get into that, introduce your beautiful self to our community that's tuning in today for the Be About It show in regards to not just the work that you do for social work community, but also the Chinese community, the diverse community, but also everything that you just provide for our people, and also the values that you carry that hold close to you as well.
Hello, Kira. 你好，大家好，我是 Susan Diao. First of all, thank you, Tina, and the host for having me here. So for me, I guess, how are we going to start? My name is Susan Diao. For my professional career, I work as a senior lecturer in supply chain management at the Manukau Institute of Technology for now about over 13 years. And on top of that, for my community work, I'm the accredited Justice of the Peace, serving our wider communities for around four or five years. I think now is for this year, it's due for another examination, so it's going to be 6 years. On top of that, of course, I'm a proud Westie, live in Tier 2 Peninsula, and also active volunteers working alongside Pacifica communities and also, of course, Chinese communities, doing social works and also helping people, families who need a hand.
Beautiful, my sister. So before we even came into the studio, we were just speaking about Chinese Language Week. It's super important, but also it highlights a lot of the things that happen in our community as well. And one thing I love about you and your values is you carry and you walk with your parents everywhere. She just dropped her parents off to the Whānau Hub. They're having a senior lunch today. And I wanted to ask you, how important is it to really keep your close-knitted family to you? Because one, for me, when I see values, it's about who connects you to become who you are today. And two, I feel like, you know, with your amazing journey, your successful journey for you becoming who you are today, how has that been for you? How do you keep your values so close to you?
Well, for me, it means staying true to my values. Honest and hardworking, and provide governance and also public service. This is lies in my heart. I always support accessing to free public service. So if I can provide service like statutory declarations, forms, signing the legal other forms like affidavits, I would help people so that to save some money to going to the lawyers. And then if anything I can help and get it done for free, I would love to help.
Beautiful, sis. And, you know, in regards to what you also provide in the community, not only for the Chinese community, I see you always help around the Whānau Hub for, you know, free kai to our people that are in need, but you also are a Justice of Peace provider as well. And you also do so much around women's rights and women's advocacy.
Yeah, of course. I work alongside Whanau Community Trust, New Zealand Rotuman Community Centre, Fiji Centre, ARFGI, and Whanau Hub for, you know, promoting our families, cultures, diverse, celebrating connections and diversities. At the same time, of course, for our Chinese communities, I do the environmental protection works. We help to clean up the streets and planting trees. Also, we celebrate the cultural diversity. I'm also the used to be the chair for Hanson Chinese Association, that we are promoting our traditional dancing, teach our culture to the little children. On top of that, of course, as a school board member, I always care about our tamaki, make sure that we provide the best possible environment to ensure they are thriving.
Beautiful. And you're not fake about it as well, Susan. That's one thing I love about it. You know, you always be real and you always bring in positive, beautiful energy that's here to cater for our community. And, you know, this platform here as well with Planet FM is a diverse platform, sharing and also accompanying for the community as well. As they do diversify the voices of what we see in the community. What's your view, Susan, on, you know, you're based in the West side of the community of Auckland, West Auckland, and you always travel to South and to East and also coming through to different kind of communities. What are some of the things that you see in your community that, you know, with your work that you do, that you want to see some changes with, or you want to bring more emphasis around, whether it's youth or community or the voices of our elders, or specifically what you work in, the voices of women? What are some of the things that you like to see happen in our community, enhance with as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I was born in China and moved to New Zealand 25 years ago. I'm proud of my Chinese heritage and equally proud to call West Auckland my home. So living between cultures has taught me that the value of diversity and the importance of making sure every community feels supported, represented, and heard. So I'm a good listener. I've been door knocking, trying to listen to our residents about the issues that they're facing. Based on my feedback, so the families now, young families juggling about work and also children's education, the small business owners are sort of like also struggling for, because of the cost rising up and the margins getting thinner. But again, on top of that, they never give up. So this is a lot of voices that from our local residents, but they feel that their voices may not be heard at the local or the central government.
Awesome. And that's something that you're experiencing in your own day-to-day life as well, with the many hats that you carry and walk into. And, you know, for you being a mother as well, does that have an impact on how you serve and see community, especially for your young one coming into this community of Auckland, let alone New Zealand?
Yeah, of course. As a mother and also with two little naughty boys at the school, primary school age. Yeah, there's a lot of challenges. I don't need to tell you, as a mother, of, you know, you will know. This is the thing, that how we're going to balance life and also how we still going to follow our true heart and provide love and also kindness to the world and also help people that need us. So this is very important for me. I think life is short, regardless of the wealth and also the position that you hold in the society. Love and caring is the most powerful thing that you can have and also you can give away.
Too awesome. And, you know, for yourself, I wanted to ask, with what's coming up with, you know, towards the end of December, some of the things that we see in our community, for me, being vocal about key issues that we see in our community, one for me is like the prices of feeding your family and also seeing how, not even, this is just mother to mother and coming from what we see in the community. What are some of the main kind of things that you kind of see in the community and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't really see that happening for a really long time staying in Auckland? Have you ever thought of like, okay, I'm going to pack up my bags, take my family, and we're going to go stay somewhere else where we can afford? What are some of the things that you see in the community that you're like, oh, I want to kind of like change a few things?
I think for me, the down-to-earth change, which wouldn't cost a huge money for government, is information accessibility. So if the information can be accessible to all ethnic groups, ethnic communities, then we could, you know, have the resource, you know, to allocate it fairly and equally. So at the moment, because could be language barriers or could be culture difference. So the ethnic people, from my perspective, didn't know some of the key informations. Nowadays, obviously, information is resource. Information is money. If our people didn't get the knowledge of how to apply funding, how to go for help, then they didn't get any. They wouldn't be able to get any. But the resources, the nonprofit organization, the community run events, all those kind of things that we provide some of the resources and open to all society residents. But because of the information really didn't getting into a targeted ethnic people group, then, yeah, we can't get it. We probably didn't know this resources are there available for us to take. So that's why I'm just thinking, this one, translating the council information to multiple languages wouldn't cost an arm and leg for councils, for government, but this one will make a huge difference for our ethnic communities.
Beautiful. And you know, Susan, you're in the community day in, day out. You see what's happening and you know what's happening. You're keeping it real and you're being about it. You know, literally the title of the show, being about it. For yourself, being and working in the community, how do you feel being a mother that you can actually see yourself staying in Auckland for the next 6 to 10 years? I'm just going to just say that. It's like, did you feel like everything's a bit too expensive at the moment, but you feel, or you can say, you know what, my child has actually got something to stay here in Auckland for? I wanted to know, because being a mother, you set to see things from a real standpoint. Like, you know, it keeps things real. And, you know, you're always with your parents. You take them everywhere. And I think if we're going to be honest about how we see things today, like, yes, I can provide for my family. I can do this for my family. But being in the living situation that we are in this year, this is not even regards to anything, but this is just you, Susan, being a mother. How are you living? how are you dealing with it all?
Yeah, obviously everyone's struggling, you know, with a thinner pocket, regardless of who. Even the entrepreneurs, yeah, you see so many businesses shutting down, the big businesses suffering. So as a mother, I have to carefully control the budget, my spending, but which I always do. So I always prefer, you know, Chinese communities. Yeah. Some people say you live a life. Yeah. But again, we always prepare just in case something happens in the future. So yeah, this recession or whatever is coming is really bad compared to 2018 or 2008. But through careful budgeting, yeah, then hardworking, I think we can get through this, even if it's difficult. Of course, I want my children in the future to stay in New Zealand, to contribute to the country, which we call home. But if we don't really, you know, provide this kind of financial knowledge to the children at the early stage, then yeah, it's gonna creating, you know, future issues. Hope, you know, like I don't want to see that. But again, you know, at the moment, I don't see school providing this kind of skills or knowledge to the young tamaki.
Hey, that was one key thing I love there. You're not even blaming anyone. You're just saying knowledge is power, right? We're not saying it's your fault. You're saying in order for us to get to the next level or to keep our kids, you know, ahead of time, knowledge is, I would say, the essence of what we need to do to make sure they're provided with that safety. I don't know, I'm just getting that vibe, my sister Susan.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, the red jacket's giving me vibes today. So I'm just saying, like, I love that. You're not, like, targeting or name-dropping anything or letting people know. It's just, you know, TOEFL. It's like, no, fill your cup with the knowledge and get things to, I would say, get the information that you need to really provide for your family first so that they are aware of what they need to protect. Are we, is that the vibe we're going through, Susan?
Yes. So that's my philosophy. Yeah, my philosophy is accept that what you can't change, but also at the same time, yeah, you improve yourself. So that's the whole thing. So my philosophy basically is the whole world, you can see, is in a chaos mode. Climate change, you know, all those extreme weather conditions. You know, talk about this one. Two days ago, you know, we were in a sort of like a strong wind situation, orange warning already. So this is the thing. We have to think about not pointing fingers. We have to look for from inside of us. Yeah. So for me, I believe only love and caring can cure the world. If more people realize that, then we can have opportunity to turn around, make the whole world a better place for everyone.
Wow. You know, Susan, that's what I was saying. You weren't coming in here for just to, you know, have a little yarn and chat. You're really coming here to drop some gems. And one thing I love is that knowledge is power and knowledge is key. And I think that's some of the values that you've been carrying throughout your successful career, doing what you do. And I just wanted to tap into how you see, what are some of the advice or what is some of the knowledge that you have that you can pass on to the community that's tuning in today in terms of keeping yourself sustained or also keeping yourself and your family, you know, happy in a way in that sense of protecting your family, protecting your mana, protecting your voice, and also providing the essence of that knowledge for everyone.
Yeah, I can only talk from my my perspective, but I think, of course, education. If you at the moment, you know, having harsh working conditions or lost your job, don't give up. There's always a way to point you into a different direction. God opened one door to you, but again, they must open a window elsewhere for you too. So meanwhile, keep charging yourself. Yeah. So that means you could join a short course, look for redirecting your career to a new, level. Keep knowledge updating. Then, sooner or later, you will get a reward. At the same time, so control your finance, budgeting, of course. We all want to live in a luxury life, but sometimes you really have to control your cravings a little bit and then hoping that later on you will get it. Yeah, we will get what we really want in the very end. But again, this one requires consistency and also hard work.
Beautifully said. And, you know, I wanted to also say and highlight as well, we're celebrating Chinese Language Week. Ni hao. To all of my beautiful Chinese community out there, you know, not just the food, but the items. You can't go wrong with our Chinese community. Even, I have to say as well, the amount of things that they do for people as well that are, I would say, not really respected in the way that it should be respected, but they do play a huge impact on our people and society. But Chinese Language Week, Susan, how was it for yourself to celebrate Chinese Language Week here, being a proud Chinese woman?
Yeah, I've already told school that my son's going to provide a talk. Yeah, teach everybody some basic greetings and also some figures and numbers to express in Mandarin. And also, of course, for me, my public service always extended to our parents as well. So, say, for example, Friday, I'm going to the school and helping parents whose English is not their first language to be the translator and also helping them to communicate with school so that the school can help our children better and also, you know, succeed. So this is a thing that I would like to utilize what I'm good at to serve a wider community, to help that people that need my assistance. So this is gonna be, must be free of charge.
And you know, you're saying that with an ease as well. I love that about what you do as well, Susan. You're just a really beautiful, humble woman, and you do so much for your community. And I wanted to also ask as well, while we are on air, Susan, anything that happens in your community, especially around your close-knit family and also through your Chinese community, what are some of the things that you love about for Chinese Language Week, just speaking? Some of the things that you can pass on to our community that some of our beautiful Chinese community do that we're not aware of. You know, I'd always like to know things that are happening in our community that we're not aware of. So celebrating Chinese Language Week, where are some places that we can go to visit to experience or celebrate, you know, Chinese Language Week that we're not aware of? Because I think supporting and celebrating diversity, sometimes you got some gems that we're not aware of, Susan, that you can pass on.
Yes, of course. So, for example, the upcoming, we have the Mid-Autumn Festival coming in mid-September. And later on, we will have another celebration later of the year, like Lunar Chinese New Year. So all those ones, most of the Chinese community leaders would organize some fashion or some of the festival shows or the family day that I know that coming up in this September. So stay tuned. You will check for the Facebook and on the social media. They will pop up all those events. And please join us. Because I heard some people always say, oh, you're Chinese people. I know they're hardworking, they're spending less and save quite a lot. But also, we do celebrate cultural diversity, and also we do want to share our knowledge with the rest of the society and also the multiple communities.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Susan, for that as well. I wanted to also ask you, what are some simple phrases that we can share to the community for everyone that's tuning in on air that we can share as well? Like, I know the basics. Ni hao, xie xie means thank you. Ni hao, hello. But what are some words that you can share with our community, sis?
Yeah, so I want to share one sentence, short. 爱是这个世界上的语言. So that means love is the world's most powerful language.
Amazing. So, sorry, how do I pronounce that properly, just for those that are tuning in? Is there a way that we can say it? Because sometimes when I'm saying shit, like there's a certain way you use your tongue when you're pronouncing words.
So I'll do it again. 爱是这个世界上最有力的语言. Even though this looks like a long sentence, but just a simple message. Love is the only powerful language in the world. So be kind and also love the people around you, because this is for a reason. Once you follow your vibe, then good things will happen. Trust me.
I love that. And, you know, we're a few minutes away from our show finishing for the day, for the Be About It show. I'm super, super excited and blessed, but also really happy that you've taken the time to come today to share about your beautiful mahi, your work, your love for community, but also celebrating Chinese Language Week as well. I need to practice my Mandarin, my sister. I need to practice my Mandarin. And for those that are tuning in, you can find this interview right here on the Planet FM Be About a Show link. You can just put that in on your phone, on your laptop, on your computer, and you can listen to the story as well. Susan, before we drift off, is there any last acknowledgements that you'd like to leave with our community? Any last thanks that you'd like to share with our people as well that are tuning in?
Yeah, so one more thing I want to do on top of that is stay together, because together we are stronger. We're celebrating our unity in diversity.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And for many others that are tuning in right now, thank you so much for tuning on to the Be About It show. Tune in next week for the next guest. And shout out to our amazing Susan that's rocking some fashion for today that I love. She's got a red kind of jacket going on, and also the vibes inside as well. That's us for today. Have a beautiful day and ka kite.
Streaming now on planetaudio.org.nz.